headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show. Hands in the air, four. We're going to finish strong with our fourth quarter here. I'm Jim Galante, along with Andrew P. Shea, sitting in the big chair, the expert. Andy, you've been phenomenal for three quarters.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying. Big shoes to fill. No Bob Flounders, no Ross Tucker. You said it at the beginning. You got to fill both of their shoes. They're at the NFL draft working hard. I'm 100% sure of that. Not. but...
Well, it's the fourth quarter. Don't screw it up now.
I will not.
You're like right there on the 1 yard line. Don't fumble.
I will not fumble or come up short. And, you know, I'm kind of excited about this segment, to be honest with you. It might not seem appropriate, but to me, it's totally appropriate.
Well, what we're going to do, and the reason why Andy thinks it's so much fun, in honor of our buddies who are at the 2018 NFL draft as we speak. You and I are going to get ahead of the curve. We're going to talk about the 2019 draft and how the Penn State players might fit into it.
Yeah, I think from this draft, from the 18 draft forward, from what you see in this draft, this is going to be the norm for Penn State rather than the exception. I would say 7 to 10 guys that are either draftable or a strong, you know, candidate to become an undrafted free agent and legitimately have a shot to be a 53/62 guy in a practice squad. I really think you're going to see that going forward just because they're developing the talent, you know, on the field, in the weight room, and, oh, by the way, they're getting better players.
Yes. Well, this is a fun exercise. We printed out the list of players that would be draft eligible next year, and we're just going to go back and forth talking about different players that are intriguing. We're not going to be able to hit all of them. Andy, I want to start with the obvious one. Our quarterback, Mr. Trace McSorley.
Yeah, this is interesting. I think Trace McSorley benefits from Baker Mayfield. How's that at the end of, as an NFL quarterback? How's that sound for you?
Well, just like Baker Mayfield benefited from, say, Russell Wilson and Drew Brees.
To a degree, yes, but they were also hurt by Johnny Manziel.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
So I think Baker Mayfield is sort of the more modern version of Russell Wilson and Drew Brees. They got a little bit of seat time under them.
Yes.
And they were sort of groundbreakers to a degree in more of the modern mold of the college quarterback. So it doesn't the general thing is it doesn't translate well to the NFL game. Baker Mayfield has some opportunity. Baker Mayfield does as a rookie in the NFL is sort of instrumental in what happens to Trace. I don't think he's an NFL quarterback, but gosh, dang it, would you bet against that kid in any way, shape, or form? I am inclined not to. I really am. I get it. Trace McSorley is not your prototypical NFL quarterback. But Trace McSorley is also not your typical quarterback. Do you know what I mean when I say that? I'm like, he does a lot of things that look really good, but he's not your typical NFL quarterback. But it's a very, very sticky wicket for me.
I like the Baker Mayfield comparison because I think everything you said about Trace, you could say about Mayfield also.
Correct.
So I'm going to put you on the spot. How high is he drafted?
He's not as a quarterback.
McSorley.
Yes.
He's not going to be drafted.
He will not be drafted.
All right.
But he will get his opportunity some way, shape, or form. You just can't have, and it depends on his senior season too, but you can't have anything but him, expect him to be a Trace that you expect him to be.
I will write that down.
I don't think he gets drafted.
Andy Shea says Trace will not be drafted.
Trace
okay.
Wins the Heisman Trophy? Trace is one of the three guys in New York at the Heisman ceremony? That changes the game a little bit. But just not being there and just being your regular, what you would think is Trace McSorley and expect from him, I'm not sure he gets drafted.
Okay. I'm going to open the board up to you now. I said Trace was the obvious one.
Right.
Who do you think will be drafted highest among our list here.
Ooh, wow. That's Ryan Bates.
Mm.
I think Ryan Bates, I think he's a redshirt junior. He could come back to Penn State. I don't think Ryan Bates comes back. I think he's an NFL guard. I think he is ideal height, weight, and size. He's also transitional. In other words, he can play two positions. They're not keen on doing that in the NFL, but they like the versatility of the athlete to present an opportunity should that arise in the NFL. And Ryan Bates brings that to the table. I think the most highly desirable player for me is Ryan Bates. I'm also very intrigued by Connor McGovern. True junior this year can come out. Is he a center? Is he a guard?
But
I don't know.
He's able to do both, and we know
that. If he comes out, Connor McGovern's draftable. Third, fourth, fifth round guy, Connor McGovern's draftable if he comes out. I'm thinking he's out. I'm thinking him and Bates are gone.
Well, I asked you for one name, and you gave me two.
I'm sorry. I went down the list. All right, I did it wrong. I'm sorry.
Before we move on to my next name, Ryan Bates looks like he's going to be a tackle at Penn State. Does that hurt him at all, since he's probably best positioned as a guard in the NFL?
Yeah, no. I don't think it does, because it only it further enhances and showcases what his versatility is. And, I mean, in an ideal scenario, both Ross and I agree, we'd like to see him playing guard at Penn State. We really would. I mean, I think he sees himself as a left tackle, maybe in the NFL, but the NFL guys see it much differently.
No. All right, you're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Andrew P. Shea. We're brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network and the Keystone Sports app. This may say more about you and I. I start the first name. I give you a quarterback. You come back with a couple offensive linemen. I'm going to come back with Juwan Johnson.
Yeah, well, he's He's going to be a redshirt junior this year.
Right. He'll be eligible to come out if he wants.
He'll be eligible to come out. He's draftable. Let's just end that right there. Is Juwan Johnson draftable? Yes. I don't know whether it's in 19 or 20, but Juwan Johnson will be drafted. So the decision is whether he comes out or not, but there is no doubt in my mind that Juwan Johnson, as a two receiver, as a second wide receiver, sort of in the Chris Godwin mold, not the primary receiver. He's not one of those elite top 10 receivers in the NFL, but as a second receiver on the other side, I think he is imminently draftable as an NFL prospect.
I think he's possible to go out this year. Just he'll be, I think, the lead receiver. He's 6'4", 230.
I think there's
Gotta
a level of development you have to see of him as a smooth receiver. Remember how far Deshaun Hamilton came? Not as a pass catcher with numbers and all that, but just how he ran the route tree and how he played the game. There was a huge development between his junior and senior year that obviously made him more draftable this year. I think that is a transition that Juwan Johnson, if he's going to come out early, has to make this year. Otherwise, there's no value to him coming out early.
All right, who do you got next?
John Reed, drafted.
Ooh.
Yeah, John Reed's coming out. John Reed's going to be drafted. I know because of the medical and the missing a year, he's got a year left. But there is nothing on this planet that says John Reed will not step in. He's got a little bit of issue with the size in terms of being an NFL prospect, but the ability to cover like he does at his height will only enhance his draft stock. I think John Reed's coming out, and I think John Reed is draftable.
All right. Well, you stole my thunder. I was going to go defense for the first time there.
Ooh,
so since you stole that from me, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go back to offense, and here was a name we kind of disagreed on. I'm going to throw Miles Sanders out there. I know you're already shaking your head now, but let me tell you why. Lead running back on a top team. He's going to get lots of opportunities. I think he's going to show that he could catch the ball out of the backfield. And perhaps the most important thing, when you're a running back, you only have so many miles on you.
Correct.
And I think any running back who has an opportunity to go out, now he's got to go do the job this year. He's got to have a big year to do it. But if he has a chance, I think we might see him go.
He's like a leased vehicle. he has low limited mileage on him already.
He does, right? Which is helpful.
This is year one. You have no idea. He is not set up to be a one-year wonder to go Penn State starting running back, NFL draft. In other words, because the offense is not going to be built around him, this offense is going to be built around Trace McSorley. He is only an enhancement piece of this offense. I cannot emphasize this enough. I think it's going to take 2 years with him with two different quarterbacks to show his full value as a running back. I think he's potentially draftable in 2 years when it's his time, but I can't see a scenario where he comes out early and is draftable. And I, for his sake, I hope I'm wrong, but I just don't see it. I don't, only because I also know that this offense is going to be built around Trace McSorley, because it has to be and it should be.
Well, but even when you had the team, if you wanted to say, was built around Saquon, you still had Trace McSorley able to put up his numbers.
Right.
I think by even having it built around Trace, a running back is going to have a chance to put up big numbers. So, hey, look, I realize he's got to do it, but just keep an eye out for that. It's your turn.
I'm going to go Sharif Miller.
Mm,
I'm going to flip over to the defensive side of the ball. 6'5", 256 pounds. Could he be inside? Could he be an inside guy? His frame.
Is he big enough?
He could get a little bit. 6'5", 256 pounds, can move, is strong. You remember, the biggest asset that he has right now is his ability to sort of make an impact in the run game. He's not, he can wreck a pocket, but he's not that bend edge rusher. Do you know what I mean? He's
yes.
an off-end rusher. I think he's big enough, strong enough, fast enough, not to be an elite pass rusher, but to either be an offside DN that has to collapse the pocket rather than impact the pocket. You know how important
yep.
that is. But I also think he could move inside with his athleticism and strength. But I think he's coming out, and I think he's draftable.
All right. I was going to go off the board again and talk about our punter, who I think would be a valuable weapon in the NFL. But I'm going to throw it back at you. We had a defensive back go to the combine and just blow it up this past year.
Yeah.
Who's going to be that guy next year?
Who?
Or is there going to be a guy, even if it's not the same kind of numbers, but is going to surprise us and step up?
Garrett Taylor. Garrett, I don't know if it's in 19. I think there's a potential for it in 19, but I'm going to make a call right now. Garrett Taylor will be drafted whenever he comes out.
All right, there you go. Andy, this was so much fun. The whole show, it just flew. But that is it for our show. Remember to download the app when you get a chance from the App Store. And Andy, I'm Jim. Thanks for joining us. Be sure to come back next week when Ross and Bob make their triumphant return.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all you can eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.